12:19, it is lunchtime here with the invasion on a Thursday afternoon. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, glad to have you. Rolling through your lunch hour. Micah Parsons, he just can't help himself. It's been almost a year since he headed to Green Bay, and well, he still has some things to say about the Dallas Cowboys. We'll take a listen. But as many people know, the last 3 days, you are my fourth co-host this week.
I am, right.
We had Monty in on Monday. Of course, Travis was with me on Tuesday, and yesterday it was Lando. And today, back to Donnie, because you were, I guess you consider that a vacation.
Oh, of course.
You were vacating.
Vacation with a purpose. Because I did attend a destination wedding, but not just any destination wedding. I was asked to be the officiant of this wedding. So the first time ever, I have performed the ceremony. It's my buddy Pat, I went to college with, my frat brother, he and Janet, the Wyatts. Their middle son, Jared, got married this past weekend. Now, we did attend his older son's wedding. That was in, was that Cancun? I think that was in Cancun. He got married on the beach. And love that family, man. Those boys are the best. And Jared and Hayden asked me a while back if I would perform the ceremony, and I was honored, and we did that. And this even leading to it, man, I was feeling very good about what we were doing, about what I was going to say. Didn't want to ruin anyone's special day. This thing is not about me.
Right.
It's about the bride and the groom, and I want to give them exactly what they want. So they did send me basically a run of show. And they had some things in there that they really, truly wanted me to say. But then in between that, you can do and say whatever you want. And especially my true heartfelt message to the groom, since I've been knowing him since he was a baby. And now he's getting married. So you could definitely put that in there. So the wedding was Monday. We had the rehearsal when we got there on Saturday. And, of course, we didn't go through all the pomp and circumstance on Saturday. We just kind of ran through. This is how you do. I'm the first one to walk out. This is what I have to say as far as, you know, put your phones up. Be present in the moment.
Yeah.
Your iPhone pictures and videos will not be better than the photographer that they hired. So I told him, if I see you with your phone out, I will throw it in the ocean.
Okay.
So we got that done, and then my wife pulled her phone out and took a picture of me. I mapped to her, put your phone up, and she kind of laughed. Right after I said it, she pulled her phone out and took a picture of me.
That was fun.
Everyone was wearing black, and we were outside, and I do own, surprisingly, a couple of tuxedos. So I wore one to that. It's a black tuxedo that had the gray accents to it. Looked quite dapper. Felt really good. But realized that we were going to be outside. And usually I'm a sweaty mess. But as we were inside taking pictures before the ceremony, I looked out and the sun had moved away from where we were going to be. It was complete shade. And I thought, okay, I'm fine. I will be okay. Just think cool thoughts. And man, we went out there. And I walked down the aisle, if you want to call it. It's pretty good walk. About maybe 40 yards to get to where we were from the lobby of the hotel to where we were. The ceremony was being held. And I became a sweaty mess.
Oh, no.
I mean, sucks. So much so that I grabbed a couple of napkins before I walked out. And I was so worried that if I wiped my head with it, that like I have napkin on my forehead.
Like that head of state from like 2 months ago. He was in a deposition. He wiped his head. And for the like next 3 minutes, he had a big white napkin on his forehead.
Right. I said, okay, I can't have that. And so I was trying to dab, but it still wasn't helping. And man, I was a mess. And the groom who told me, Jared said, I will not shed a tear. He was betting all his groomsmen. It's not happening. I'm not doing it. And as soon as his older brother walked down the aisle, he boo-hooed like he was 2 years old.
He's gay.
So he had a towel in his hand because he was kind of wiping the tears from his eyes and he had stopped crying. And I saw that was my chance to grab that towel and wipe my big old sweaty bald head with it. And I did. And then he started crying again. And I was like, do you want this back? He's like, no, man, you just wiped your nasty head with it. Of course I don't want it back. So at least I had that in my hand to try and alleviate the waterfall that was coming down. I was really, truly,
man,
kind of embarrassed at myself that I could not stop sweating. Like,
but what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
There's nothing.
There's
you can
nothing
do.
I can do.
If you're wearing a tuxedo on the beach.
I had a.
It doesn't help. As soon as you realize how bad you're sweating, it gets 10 times worse.
It does, and it got 10 times worse.
And you're like, oh, maybe people don't notice, and they notice. Everybody sees it.
Pop the top off.
I thought about it. I really needed
great
to.
Advice.
And then I had on a white shirt with a black undershirt, and I sweated through that.
It's mad. Gross. Yeah,
but it was all hidden underneath the jacket. What you saw was perfection. I looked fantastic. Underneath it, I felt like I jumped in a swimming pool. It was that bad.
All that matters is the presentation.
The presentation, and we got it done. I was talking so lovingly about my nephew, Jared, that when I made eye contact with him, when I was telling him about himself, I almost lost it. So I had to take a breath, gather myself, and we got through the ceremony unscathed. It was great. Had a really good time. I do want to thank the House family because Hayden, her last name is House, and her dad, Sean, is an
Hayden
absolute
House.
huge P1.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
He is. So he was really thrilled that I was a part of the ceremony. He
That's
even thanked
cool.
me at the reception.
Very cool.
But he and his family are so great, man. We had such a wonderful time out there. Grandpa and Meemaw, I can't remember whose parents they were, but they were a hoot because Grandpa was getting it in. He parted his ass off, and we had a great time. The reception was great, man. The presentation was wonderful. I had to actually change clothes before the reception because there's no way I could sit there on a rooftop bar in that tuxedo that I sweated through and eat and, you know,
man,
just party, anything like that. So
that's rough when you're in that situation.
I was
like
the
that.
Only one that went back to the room and had to change clothes to get back to the ceremony because I was a mess. But everyone said I did a good job. I was very embarrassed because I could not turn the faucet off and not just sweat out everything that I had on. Man, I hate that. But everyone was great. We had a really good time, and it was fun. We partied our butts off the entire weekend, and I told you guys in the mix, I went so hard on Sunday that I think I'm done. I've retired the just, you know what? I need to go.
Ah, come on. Let's get a new liver.
Fine. Man, I needed a new everything. I'm surprised I made it to dinner on Sunday. They, the groom's parents had a fiesta celebrating on Sunday night. Barely made it to that. Don't see how I did, but I did. And we celebrated hard, though, man. Again, that the House family, they are a hoot. They are a trip, and we all gathered together and had a great time. They presented a fantastic wedding. It was the Garza Blanca. I think that was the name of the resort where
Garza
we stayed.
Garza Blanca.
And it was they did a wonderful job. Yeah, Garza Blanca is the resort. They do weddings right, and I'm pretty sure that they pump out one a day. If not, it's really close to it. And they are efficient in and out. The thing started right on time, and we got through it. And we just had a fantastic time hanging out with everybody. So, Jared and Hayden, congratulations on the wedding. So glad to be a small part of it. And my buddy Pat's, he has 3 sons, and one is 20 years old, and he brought his girlfriend to the wedding.
So I guess they'll do Puerto Vallarta?
I don't know. I don't know. They'll do the Mexico tour. I don't know how... How long is it going to take him to propose again?
Shots
married,
for everybody but, again in about 5 years or so.
Man. I may have to come out of retirement.
Man,
just go hard that one night and then see if I can hang.
How rough was Monday?
You know what?
It was Sunday rough. Like Sunday night was rougher
Sunday
than
night
Monday.
Was rough. Monday was a little rough, but I went in and got a sweat in. I actually went to the gym, something I never do on vacation.
See, You had to sweat it out.
I had to. Went up
make
and
yourself.
Got a little workout in to try and sweat it out because the ceremony was at 5:30 on Monday, so I had to make sure that I was okay. And I didn't have a drop
before
the ceremony. As a matter of fact, we met a couple of people there, and right when I saw them that Tuesday, they said, "Hey, what's up, Pastor?" And I went, "Whoa, who are you talking to?
Pastor?
You know, I saw you officiating the wedding. You're a pastor, right?" Pastor. I was like, please.
Man, you should have laid hands on him.
I like that.
Pastor.
Try to get their tithe from him.
My communion is tequila.
Send that plate around. See which is what might come back. You got drink money.
I was offended for all the real pastors out there if they called me one. There's no way. That is not happening. But good times. Good times had. Can't wait to do it again.